Former Viking Jack Brewer says he has witnessed the spoils of Minnesota fraud. By Lowell Coffee Law on January 3, 2026. Former Minnesota Viking Jack Brewer said he has seen high-end purchases by elite fraudsters from the Somali population in Minnesota and witnessed the demographic and class transformation of the state. In an interview with Fox News Digital, he said began noticing the change at Bentley and Maserati dealerships in the Twin Cities where he did endorsements as an athlete. Now, you go in there, and some of their main customers are these Somali fraudsters buying high-end cars in a state that gets 4 months of sunlight and decent weather, he told the digital outlet. They're driving around sports cars like you would see in Beverly Hills or South Beach, Miami. All off the back of the American taxpayer. As Breitbart News has reported, Minnesota has emerged in recent weeks as ground zero for fraud allegations at the expense of various federal programs. Governor Tim Walz, D., and his administration have been under scrutiny for revelations of billions of dollars in social services fraud, with much of it allegedly connected to individuals in the state's large Somali community. Brewer said immigration works but only if assimilation follows. I have been in Minnesota a long time, he said. My wife was born and raised there, from a family of immigrants that came from the Middle East. Came to America, assimilated and not just assimilated but actually made me more patriotic. Brewer joined the Vikings in 2002, but also played for the University of Minnesota, located in the metropolitan area of Minneapolis and St. Paul. His stint as a safety with the Vikings was several years after refugees began fleeing Somalia's civil war in the mid-1990s, emigrated to the Twin Cities and continued arriving through the 2000s. I saw Somalians coming there in droves, he continued. They had their own section of town and slowly started taking over the city of Minneapolis. He said he witnessed their growing influence on local culture. You turn on your TV. Have you ever seen a mayor on television waving a foreign country's flag and dancing and trying to rally people to support Somalia over supporting America? He told the outlet. When you walk through Minneapolis, you hear Islamic sirens going off because they've come in here with that culture, trying to bring in Islamic culture. Political influence and welfare funds found their way to the Somali population, including the rise of several prominent Somali politicians like Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, two state senators, and St. Louis Park Mayor Nadia Muhammad, all Democrats. These people have embedded themselves into the political world, where now they are leveraging the federal government to fund their campaigns, to send money overseas to Somalia, and to build luxury condos and create a lifestyle for people in Somalia off the back of the American taxpayer, Brewer said. Brewer, a Christian, is a senior fellow with the Institute for Faith and Culture and runs the Jack Brewer Foundation, which has programs for prison inmates and other endeavors that emphasize biblical values. He's also a successful businessman with his own firm that has managed large investment portfolios connected to the world of sports. He said he's been transitioning his assets out of Minnesota and currently lives in Florida. I've pulled back many of my investment interests in the state and moved business interests elsewhere because of what we've seen post-George Floyd, he said. In 2007, Brewer founded the NFL Players for Obama, where he led the coalition to advocate and fundraise for Barack Obama's 2008 presidential run. His political leanings have clearly changed since. In 2020, Brewer was the co-chair for the Black Voices for Trump Victory Finance Committee and delivered a speech at the 2020 Republican National Convention. Somali residents pushed back on Brewer's portrayal of the state to Fox Digital, saying their community has been saddled with an unfair reputation as a small minority of fraudsters and criminals have brought negative attention to the entire Somali population, the outlet reported. Brewer said he supports a patriotic Muslim population, which he knows personally through his wife's extended family. But he wants to see President Donald Trump clean up the fraud. I would put a freeze on all immigration until we get a handle on the depth of this fraud and the depth of the corruption that has taken place, he said. Contributor Lowell Coffee is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCoffee.com for more.